and take a look at all those situations where they mention the word ongoing and explain just what that means exactly. So, to conclude, I am so disappointed that the APR does not abide by the state requirement to provide information as to how well your general plan measures up to state guidelines for general plans. And I'm really disappointed that there is no mitigation monitoring done in this county at all for the general plan. And even though it's a requirement of state law, and even though it's in the general plan itself that you will do it annually, it never gets done. And finally, of course, there are the problems of inaccuracies in the plan. So now what to do about that? You know, it's due by April the 1st. I'm going to recommend that you do not approve it. It doesn't meet the standards. It's a terrible, terrible document. And I'd also recommend that you don't not approve it. I'd like you to recommend to staff to take it back. There's still 2.5 months left before the due date. Revise it, include the state requirements, include the county requirements, bring it back. I will be so happy. You'll be glad to get the information because you'll actually know how well the plan is working. And I think that's the best course of action. Thank you very much. And I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Radley. Any questions? Commissioner Wolf?
Sure. Radley, we always like having you in because it does perk our interest and make us look a little closer. I do wonder if there is some wording. We know that some of the mitigation is difficult or is not implemented because of resources. Mm-hmm. And although it's a state requirement, it doesn't mean that that we have the ability to keep an eye on or mitigate it or follow up. And so is there a way that the staff can just put that in and say, at this point, we don't have the resources, but we are trying, or something like that? Is there wording that is appropriate and acceptable that's real and realistic? And so we can move forward with these reports.
Well,
that's all. I think what the wording is, you're upset with the wording that it's ongoing. Maybe, you know, what are better wording for you after, you know, for the oaks, for oak management, for riparian protection, for air quality? What is the better wording to be?
The better wording would be for the county to say, we have not implemented that program because, and state why. And it could be because you have no funding.
That seems like an easy line.
It's an easy fix. You just have to be straightforward.
Okay,
that can happen with any of the programs in the general plan. Now, once that happens, you will have before you the information you need to make recommendations to the board. That's one of your jobs. You just don't look at this thing. You make recommendations. And so your recommendation would be, we have a funding problem that we need to address with the county, and we recommend you hold hearings, come back and figure out what it's going to cost to actually do the work, that sort of thing. But you can't recommend anything unless you know why things are happening the way they are. And you had mentioned mitigation measures. I think I need to comment on something here. The county is not implementing all of its programs because it doesn't have money. It's not implementing all of its mitigation measures because it doesn't have money. Those are two different things. With programs, the general plan says that programs are, I forget the term that they use. They use the word shall, which means that there is no choice. You have to do them. So what do you do if you can't do them because you have no money? It's real simple. The county changes the general plan. If we can't do this program, we take it out. Or if we can't do this program, we modify it. But we don't leave all the programs in there and just say, oops, we don't have the money and let it slide. That's not the way to do that. Then with regard to mitigation measures, that's a different story. Mitigation measures under state law have to be implemented. There's no excuse saying we don't have the money. If you don't have the money, you have to go back and reevaluate those mitigation measures, figure out what can we do instead, that sort of thing. So that argument can't be made there. That helps some.
Well, I'm just wondering, so do we say something like, let's take air quality programs out, let's take riparian protection out, let's take oak management out, just redline it out? Would that, do you think that's going to make people happy in our community?
Nope.
No, it's not.
No.
I think it's really important that it's there, but the honesty is important about how we don't have the,
yes,
the funding to move forward at this point.
As
but it should remain there. It just needs to have a line that's...
Right. Some of those things not only should be there, they have to be there.
Right.
Because when the county adopted 2000 general plan, it put those mitigation measures in and you can't take them out. You can reevaluate them, but they have to stay. So everything has to stay. That's just fine. In fact, it's a well-written plan. The fact that for 20 years the county hasn't gotten around to implementing it is a serious problem, especially when you're thinking about what might happen to riparian habitat, what might happen to air quality if you don't do these things. And so I, as a resident, want desperately to engage in the conversation with the county to fix these things. But because the annual reports gloss over the fact that there's no problem anywhere, we don't have no starting point in order to engage in that conversation. And I maintain that's why the state put in the law. That's why they provide the guidelines. That's why they said, please explain the degree to which you are implementing those guidelines. And once that information is on the table, then we can move forward and fix everything. So I don't want you to approve this. I don't want you to disapprove it. I want you to send it back to your staff and ask them to put in the information I'm requesting.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you, Radley.
You're welcome.
Anyone else to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public portion of this hearing, bring it back to the commission for discussion. We do have motions on page 2. So,
well, does
staff report?
Does the staff want to comment on any of the things that were mentioned, mitigation monitoring, all the various different things?
As mentioned previously in our staff report, the mitigation measures are looked at when a project is brought up to us. So we follow the CEQA requirements. So if there was an activity that triggers those issues, then we will follow the mitigation measures at that point. And then regarding it being inaccurate on the reporting process that we do, as you say, it is a guidance document that's provided by OPR, and HCD has specific requirement documents that we do, so we follow what is required and suggested as we see fit to be able to submit the report, and it's been accepted annually. So it does meet the requirements for state law.
Well, I think Radley made some good points. I mean, he brings up, as he has in the past, things that are corrected or should be corrected. Brings it to everybody's attention. I don't know if I'm going to go. I'm not going to ask staff to bring it back. I'd probably make a motion that we accept it, but along with the recommendation, sending it to the Board of Supervisors, we make sure that all the comments, public comments that were made, and the concerns from Mr. Reap and anything else you may have received are forwarded to the board, which I'm sure they would be, but just with a little emphasis that this was a concern brought up during our planning commission, and there may be some things to it. I mean, you can take a document that's over 120 or 130 pages long, and I'm sure you'll find inaccuracies in there. It could be minor, some might be major, but considering what we have, I'll make a motion and then we'll open a discussion, but unless you want to say something first.
Well, I think it is important that that we recognize how we are comparing to whatever state code or laws are being, you know, we may not be happy with them, but are we addressing how we are comparing? And if that goes to one of his questions. I guess the other is, I do get concerned when we just address something by saying it's ongoing. I'd rather see a more real assessment. And, you know, if we don't like riparian whatever, it gives us an opportunity to see really what are we doing and not just say, well, yeah, it's a mitigation measure and it's ongoing. Code enforcement, we kind of talked about code enforcement at times, and, well, we just don't have enough money is often the response I hear. So we ought to know. I think we ought to know.
There's over soon to be, hopefully, if the current general plan review and zoning update, there's going to be over 200 programs or so within the general plan, and not all programs have activities happen that year. Will be on in that sense. So the ongoing is more of like there is ongoing. If there's nothing maybe that followed that, maybe there was no activity in that particular year. And any activity that did happen that year is reported on that year. It is a little difficult to see the progression as we report the activity of that year. Sometimes we'll leave a little bit activities from the year before, as maybe Commissioner Wolf, we were talking about, like the money was awarded in, you know, 2020 and then it completed in 23 because it takes some time. So sometimes we'll leave older information so it can clearly give a better picture. But it there is activities that do not happen that year, and that is true. And there won't be an opportunity to do all 200 as it is a countywide document in different programs. And I think that's what the ongoing is. It says we will be having additional changes with the general plan review and zoning update. So there will be programs that will be eliminated that probably, when you read it, says completed. So there's no update on that because that might have been completed 5-10 years ago. So there will be a different format moving forward if the document gets approved on the 20th that your commission had approved just recently at your last meeting. So you'll see some cleanup in that sense. And new programs, like a new environmental justice program will be put in, and it'll actually have about 40 brand new programs to implement as well.
So the term ongoing doesn't necessarily mean there's activity going on.
Correct,
it's
that
just
year.
The program has not been suspended or ended. Because a number of items where it says ongoing says no activity related to this program occurred in 2023, or it refers to maybe activity that was 10 years ago or what happened before, but you haven't written it off the book. You haven't taken it off the books.
Correct. There would be something that year might make it accelerated is an activity that we're going to work on that year. So it isn't a general plan. It's something that we implement and work on as projects come up or programs that trigger those things. When we look at that, okay, this one is doing something in this area. This is the oak management now has to be addressed because we haven't gotten to it. So there are the ongoing issue says this has not been completed. There was no activity this year. Next year there might be. It's, you know, we have a plan, but what comes up through the community and other projects or programs that might implement something different that year.
Okay. Any other discussion? Mr. Wolf?
You know, I am thinking that we do need some honesty here. I do think that this is appropriate that we be transparent, and I'm wondering if on some of these points that we can. I understand that you are allowed to be vague and get this through the state guidelines. But I'm wondering if for our sake and for the awareness of the Board of Supervisors that we can add a line, something to the effect of implementation of this program is currently on hold until additional funding is authorized by the Board of Supervisors. Is that appropriate or not? That we say that really just at the end of these things that are raw, that are not really happening at all right now. It's just very real, and maybe that brings that to their attention enough that they don't just go right over it.
And I understand that. I can see that. I've My position with the county is relatively new, as I think you guys are aware. The county did create the general plan implementation area, which is what I'm over. So in the last 2 years, the Board of Supervisors has actually, you know, hired 5 staff to implement the general plan. So saying that, you know, we have resources, most of our time in this last year has focused on the housing element, as it's right. done every 8 years. There hasn't been, per se, for me to say this has not been implemented due to resources. It could be resources. It could be that as we become aware of things, that's something that, you know, management can administration can definitely explore and discuss. But I know that the board has definitely put in additional resources. Will there ever be enough resources? That's another
question. Right.
Yeah.
But it is working. Obviously, now there's staff there that's working on
this. Wasn't there before.
These.
Exactly.
And so this is just really a part of our annual report to say, hey, this hasn't started yet. It seems transparent to me rather than anybody else have any feelings about this. And I think that I'm not sure if this particular wording that I said about implementation blah, blah, is currently on hold. I don't know if that's the correct wording, but it seems like it would be an easy addition. And it doesn't make you guys look bad. It just maybe brings attention to the appropriate people that this needs to be looked at one point when the money is available.
Yep.
Okay. Any other comments? Commissioner Hill?
I believe Commissioner Wolf has a point, because not everybody understands once you apply for the funds, it takes over the grants, and then you get the notice of funding. Doesn't mean you get it. Then once you get that length of time to get it, then it takes a while to get that process. And the average person doesn't understand that. So maybe putting something in that would let them know that it's not microwave. You know, here you get it and you've got to do it. Let them know there is a process and to understand that part. So I think she has a point in maybe letting the public be aware of that as well, if that would be helpful. I think it would to some that don't know how it works.
Anything else? Well, I was going to make a motion that we receive the 2023 General Plan Annual Progress Report and recommend that the Board of Supervisors accept the 2023 General Plan Annual Progress Report and direct the Secretary to prepare a resolution documenting the Commission's action. But I'd also like to put a line in there that, along with recommending this, that the board accepts this, that we include the comments that were in a little bit more detail, some of the concerns and comments from the public and the Commission with regards to some of the explanations, just sort of summarize what we've been talking about here. I know the board in the end will do, you know, whatever it sees fit, but if they want input from the Planning Commission, we ask for input from the public, and then we have comments from the commissioners, and I think some of them are well-founded. So that would be my motion, to the recommended motion, but just make sure that we include that other information, that it's somehow summarized or presented to the board, rather than just to say the Planning Commission recommended approval.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by the chair and a second by Commissioner Arabian. Is there any discussion? Commissioner Wolf?
I think I would be in favor if they added the line.
Mm-hmm. The line about funding?
Uh-huh. That implementation of this program is currently on hold until additional funding is authorized by the Board of Supervisors and resources become available. Mm-hmm.
I could see the part about resources being available, but to say funding by the Board of Supervisors, what if it's not funding from the Board of Supervisors,
okay,
but from another source? I think if you're going to tie it to something specific, then that might make it more difficult. I know it's easy to be vague, but sometimes it's easy to accomplish things too if you're a little more vague. It might not sound right, but.
Okay. Something like implementation of this program is currently on hold until additional resources become available.
That sort of opens it up. Resources could be funding, could be staff, could be more information. I don't know. Staff, I'd like to ask you what you think about something like that.
Well, my concern with that is I can't speak for all of the departments. As you know, there's this is a countywide document. So to say why maybe the economic development sections of the housing element wasn't implemented, I can't speak for those agencies or those departments and why they did not implement certain programs. So to something that blankets it like that, I don't know how accurate, but if you wanted to go program by program, I don't know how accurate and say what percentage of those programs that would be accurate for that. So I do want to, you know, just preface that. What we do is we request information from other departments that have those responsibilities, and they give us their answers, and then we place them on there. Majority of the programs are administered by Public Works and Planning, though, which is why we house the document. But there is still a portion of it, you know, several other departments have say, and even outside agencies that the county contracts with.
Mr. Reap was able to identify at least three things that he recognized were inaccurate. I'm wondering, is it, in your opinion, is it pretty black and white which ones we could use a line like this on and which ones we shouldn't?
For the public works programs that maybe we administer, we might be able to do that. But like I said, for the other departments, we'd have to go back to them and ask them why they did or did not implement or why they reported what they reported back to us. I can't speak to them. Like, I don't know why EDC, the one, you know, one thing that he said that the EDC should be doing this, I didn't have a discussion with them and saying, why hasn't this happened? It could be something that the county maybe decided that wasn't the direction it wanted to go to. And it goes back to what Radley did mention, that this is a living document. And I will admit that we have let it become stale. And that is what a lot of this general plan review and zoning ordinance update is doing. There are programs in there that we probably have eliminated since then. So we're still reporting on that this year, but next year that doesn't even exist anymore. So in that sense, there was a lot of cleanup that was being done during the general plan review that will go into effect this next year. So for us, it's almost like a fresh start. And I know for myself in running this program that annually we want to look at that and additionally say this was written back in 2000. Those goals are no longer the county goals and visions. So we wouldn't want to implement that because it makes no sense. And so it just wasn't updated. So I know that for my staff, we've been talking about, and it's taking us a while as a brand new area. There's a long list of activities that I would like to do. And it's like annually reviewing the programs, or at least every 2 years, like maybe 1 year review all the economic development programs, the next year the circulation, the next year the transportation, and see, is this still happening? You know, okay, it's been 5 years since we looked at this one, and now is this still the things that we need to continue to do? And then you can modify them. You can modify them as you go through. And I think that was one of the arguments that the Mr. Reap had also made, I think, in his letter last time, is that some of these programs probably shouldn't be in there anymore. And we did do a lot of that already in the general plan review, but I hope to continue that on an annual or, you know, year, every year, but maybe not all programs to look at all 200 soon to be, might be a little hard. But so it's difficult for me to speak for these other divisions and departments and areas that I can't say. So putting a blanket line might be a little difficult. And that was kind of why the closest to that blanket line for us was ongoing. If we just knew, they said, oh, we're not doing this anymore. Sometimes they might tell us that, or we say it was completed, things of that sort. But I would...
Ongoing or under review or something. Because ongoing makes it look like the program is happening. And I understand why the wording is confusing. Mm-hmm. It might not be accurate. But I'm if trying it's to under think. Review...
Or is it... Ongoing, or I'm trying to think of a word that just says like it's not completed. You know, that was probably why we had ongoing, is saying it's a program that's still a valid program or something of that sort. Any suggestions? Any ideas? Another word?
An example of, like for the, which one is it? The dealing with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. There's a program regarding educational materials for residents in its notice of intent to harvest timber. Says ongoing, no activity or updates occurred in 2023, but the notice of intent is a specific requirement of the Forest Practice Act and rules, is required for a number of wide variety of timber harvest documents, but the modification requires a rule change by the Board of Forestry. So is that an example where it might not be a funding issue at the county level, but there's another department that you're dealing with that,
correct,
that has to step up if they're so inclined to do that, to say it's not ongoing. I mean, it hasn't ended. It's still out there, but you do say no activity or updates at this time.
So there might have been no activity of that required the notice. There might have been no activity that required them to do anything that year. So they just tell us, you know, that there's, it's ongoing, but we didn't do anything this year.
So what happens if, say, in the future years, there's still no activity? Is it something that you would drop, or you put it back to the Board of Forestry to say, what are you going to do about it?
And that's exactly what we're talking about, that we will then, once we see that there's, my goal is to look at things and it's like, well, there hasn't been any activity. Is this a program that's still necessary? Why has there been no activity? What's going on at that point? And it can be reassessed and see if there's some modifications to it. Maybe we continue, and I'll be honest, it says ongoing. We might have reported 5 years ago saying it was completed, and then we didn't continue to just say it was completed as well. Because sometimes we start with a blank slate, and then when we send the review and you get a different staff person, they're like, oh, there's nothing happened this year. But they might have not even realized that whatever had to be done. So it's definitely fragmented because it's different departments and you have staff turnaround and things of that sort. But I think that with the new, you know, the general plan review and the new staff that's dedicated to it, we'll be able to do a much better job in tracking activity, or is it because this activity no longer works? And that's actually what I've come to see, is I think there's some programs in here that were like, oh, this program might have been the trend in what our economic development was doing, but now economic development is doing a lot of other things. I mean, that is an example that I would like to use, like economic development element in particular. We were awarded millions and millions of dollars, two big EDA grants, the Build Back Better and Better Jobs Challenge or something like that, because that's not my area that we implement, but we're helping them a little bit, and nowhere in our general plan does it talk about that in our economic development plan. Correct? So that's one of the areas, like for me, I want to report, that is what we should be. So we try to sometimes put in work that we're doing now in an area that doesn't necessarily fit because that hasn't been changed. So that's actually one of the things that in this next coming year, when I go and change some programs, that I would like to change the program. And what is the goals of the Build Back Better and the Better Job Challenge in our economic development? Because that's where we're trying to build jobs and do things. Instead, we have an economic goal in there that says help farmers become more modernized in their equipment. And so they're saying, oh, yeah, we did some outreach, but that's about it, because maybe that's not where the demand and the trend is going. So those are one of the goals I'm hoping to see that will change and update in the coming year. And I will be honest, economic development element is the one that I'm looking at for this next year to update and see what we do. So that's how I envision it moving forward, is going, you know, and I, like I said, I'm not the expert. That's actually implemented by the CAO's office and EDC. But we'll be working with them, talking to them, getting things going and helping them to make sure it becomes successfully implemented one element at a time as we move forward. But there are other ones, definitely the circulation and safety. Right now we're working on updating our safety plan, our hazard mitigation plan and things of that sort. So those are some things that maybe would need to be updated. So as there's a lot of activity, those are the ones that I will bring up to the forefront, so we can show that activity that we're doing. The county is doing a lot more than what we're reporting because the document has gotten older. But I really feel that we're able to report a lot more than we ever have in the past.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I guess when it comes to something like if the county has set up a policy or a code or what have you that has to do with riparian loss, and they say, okay, we're going to mitigate that by what? And if the document just says ongoing, but the public sees, well, it really hasn't happened. And I think that's kind of how we need somehow how to respond to that in a more concrete way.
But Mr. Radley definitely stated the reason why some of these things have not happened is because there's been no project that's actually called for it. So when you have two or three activities that you have to do, and there are mitigation measures in there, and there was no activity that required us to create mitigation measures or a system to implement that, so that was not a priority, in a sense, to implement it. So I know what it says, it's ongoing. It says, if an activity, if I'm going to build this, and it's going to cause this air problem, and we have to work with the Valley Air Control District, we have to work with all these other agencies to do that, then that is exactly what we're going to do. We're going to go to our general plan. Okay, we're going to have to bring all these parties in together because now this got triggered. Now, we're not going to take that out. But in the best case scenarios, in my opinion, when even when you plan ahead, because I'm one of those people that I like to plan, probably why, you know, worked in where I work. And I always have 2-3 plans. When you guess what's going to happen in the future, that's all it really is. You're suspecting this is going to happen, it's going to trigger this and trigger that. We can create a program thinking it's going to work, and when you actually implement it, it fails. But when you actually have a project and you're like, wow, okay, we never would have thought this was going to happen. Who would have thought of that? And then that is actually what creates you a better program and policy, because you're able to implement it and work it on it. Unfortunately, it is being reactive, because it's that is what that is now coming. But that's why you do need to keep that mitigation measure there and saying when this happens, you have to look at these things and make sure that how you implement that program, that project, that activity does not cause undue burden to the community, to the environment, and to the, you know, to the economy and all the different things that we look at. And it's not just the environment, as we're saying. That's why I bring up other issues, because when we do things, you know, it can cause negative impacts to your economy. It can cause negative impacts to other things. So it's important to look at all aspects. So in his example, there was no need, nothing triggered it. So the county could work on that and put something on, but we probably have 10 other activities that are actually happening that we probably put our efforts into and be able to work on that.
Does council have any suggestions for this wording that we're talking about here?
Chairman Abrahamian's motion as it stands is as your recommendation should be. Your role in this process is thumbs up or thumbs down. For you to ask staff to make changes, to go back and do further analysis and to change wording would be to direct staff to expend dollars and manpower, and that is outside of your jurisdiction. So your role in this is to, we can add your comments and what you think are weaknesses to the bottom of it, but this is going to the board one way or the other. You can say recommend accept it, recommend deny it, or recommend and accept it, but I want to make sure that the board knows X, Y, and Z, and in future we would like this to happen. But you cannot direct them to make changes to this report because they're not your staff. Right. They are the county staff. They are directed by the board.
So I think if we include the comments and the concerns and you explain just even the wording to say ongoing, that it was causing little concern as far as what it means, just make sure the board is aware of that. And just, again, I know you'll include all the comments, but to highlight some of the concerns that were brought up today. So we did have a motion by the chair and a second by Commissioner Arabian. If there's no other discussion, I'd like to call for a roll call vote.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Yes.
Commissioner Arabian?
Yes.
Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Chatha is absent. Commissioner Quist?
Yes.
Commissioner Wolf?
No.
Commissioner Zante is absent. Vice Chair Hill?
Yes.
Okay. This passes 4-1. Going on to the next item, information discussion. Is there anything staff to report for something that happened or upcoming agenda?
Nothing additional at this time. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.